Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Open your Bible with me tonight to Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. And I want to talk to you tonight about upgrading our life through godly wisdom. It's on the screen. Upgrade your life with godly wisdom. I just like the sound of that, upgrade. Upgrade your life with godly wisdom. Now, the villain, every story has a villain and a hero. The villain that I'm attacking, or the problem I'm solving for you tonight, is confusion and indecision. Right now, it seems like our government, our leaders, it seems like many people, many of us are in indecision, confusion, don't really know what we're doing, which way to go, and we're wandering, we're questioning, we're in confusion. So the villain that I want to attack tonight and destroy in your life, my life, is confusion and indecision. The hero in this story, sermon, teaching tonight is godly wisdom, is wisdom that comes from above. The Bible talks about in James, wisdom that comes from above. Wisdom that comes from above, it produces peace, it produces productivity, it produces clarity. Do you need that tonight? I think we do. So upgrade our life through godly wisdom. And in our story, the villain is confusion and indecision, which produces procrastination and depression. I'll say that again. So we have a bunch of villains tonight, right? Indecision and confusion produces procrastination and depression. So that's what we're attacking. That's what we're, that giant we're knocking down between his eyes tonight. And our hero is godly wisdom. Godly wisdom. Wisdom from above, not natural wisdom. One of the scriptures that I've been standing on all during COVID for this last year is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, where it says, "Don't lean to your own wisdom or understanding, but trust in God with all your ways. Acknowledge him. He'll direct your path. Crown it with success." So that's my scripture, one of them I've been standing on. I wanted God wisdom. I need God's wisdom, don't you? During these times of uncertainty, going and moving into the unknown, and nobody really but God knows the future. So I think, like Pastor Kim said, you might want to share this right now with some of your friends, your inner circle, because I think a lot of people can't sleep, on medication, taking drugs, acting foolishly, because they're in confusion and they're in indecision and they don't know what to do. Well, what do? Well, we go to God's word for godly wisdom. Oh, that's where we go, Pastor? Yeah. We don't go to the grocery store and get it. We don't go to Kmart, Walmart, Target, or some store and get it. We go to the word of God, which is the wisdom of God. Now, a good communicator tells you what they're going to talk about. I just did. Then you talk about it. Then you remind people what you talked about. So we want to upgrade our life through godly wisdom. I looked up the word upgrade in Webster's dictionary. Upgrade means, in Webster, to raise in rank and raise in quality. To upgrade, and as your pastor who loves you dearly, I love you, and I pray for you every day, first thing in the morning. I do it every day. You say, Pastor, you don't even know me. Well, no pastor stays in the same church for 38 years if he doesn't love that community and those people. The average stay of a pastor is 18 months. The average stay of a staff person is 18 months. I've been here for 38 years. I love you big time. So it's so important that I want you to upgrade your life. I want to upgrade my life, my family. I want to help you upgrade your life. And to upgrade, Webster, what does it mean? To raise in rank, that would be level, and in quality. Quality. To raise in rank, go to a new level, and to raise in quality. Let me give you an illustration. Years ago, many of you may not know, but we're right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the United States. You might be watching from another nation. And years ago, this used to be a main terminal. Our airport used to be a main terminal for TWA. At that time, back in the 80s, many in our congregation worked for TWA. We had lots of pilots. We had lots of stewardess. We had lots of people who handled the luggage. I mean, it was awesome. It was awesome. When you go to Lambert, you go to the TWA area, and you'd see lots of people from Church on the Rock. Well, we're talking about upgrade. Upgrade your life through godly wisdom to raise in rank and quality. So many times, way back then, and boy, do I miss those times. Because I would go to the airport. I would go here to Lambert in St. Louis, Missouri, here in the States. I would go to Lambert to travel someplace, to go someplace to speak or visit. And we had some stewardess in our church. If they saw me, they would immediately go to the ticket counter and upgrade me. They would go immediately and they would say, that's my pastor. I want to upgrade him to first class. That's upgrade. In a definitely quality from business or back in the where the little people ride like I do today, up to first class. That was so cool. I would call that an upgrade. Boy, did I enjoy that. Upgrade in rank, upgrade in quality. I would go from the back of the plane to the front of the plane. And way back then, they actually gave you meals on the plane. And in first class, they would give you steak on the plane. I can remember that far back. Pastor, you're old. Well, I'm not that old, okay? So that's upgrade. You know, another illustration of what we're talking about tonight. And remember, our villain is confusion, indecision, and you don't know what to do about raising your kids, about investments, buy the house or not, sell it or not, change a career, start a business, marry this person, relocate, take the medication. You don't know what to do. The villain is confusion and indecision, which produces procrastination and depression. I'm helping you tonight because I love you. I care about you. So the hero is we got to get godly wisdom. Where do we get it? We get it from the Word of God. No, Pastor, I need it simple. I need it. Kiss. Keep it simple, saint. Keep it simple, saint. Not stupid, saint. Keep it simple, saint. Where do I go in the Bible, Pastor? There's 66 books. You start in the book of Proverbs. And here's my prescription for your medication or your meditation. Here's my prescription for your meditation. Meditation. So what you do is you get on a Bible reading plan of reading a proverb a day. 31 Proverbs, 31 days in a month, usually. You read one proverb a day. If today's the 15th, I read Proverbs 15. If today's the 28th, I read Proverbs 28. If today is the first, I read Proverbs number one. So you match the chapter with the day. And then every month, you're getting godly wisdom. You're getting insight, knowledge, perspective, outlook. You're getting revelation. The light's coming on. Oh, see it now. By reading a proverb a day, repeating it every month throughout the year. Godly wisdom will upgrade your life. I love that. Another illustration of upgrade, my grandson, Ethan David, he had got one of these for his father. My son, Daniel, our executive pastor at Church on the Rock, he got his dad a metal wallet, a metal wallet. You know, one of those wallets that people can't, scan your cards in an airport or in the mall, and it's a metal wallet. It protects you, right? And so he came to me one day. We were out there working out in the garage. And he said, "Papa, have you ever heard about a metal wallet?" I said, "A metal what?" He said, "A metal wallet." I go, "I've never heard of such a thing." "A metal wallet?" "Yeah." And he began to share with me that he got his dad one. He had got himself one. And he said, Papa, this is what it does. So you know what I did? I went out and bought me one. Can you believe it? A metal wallet. What was he doing? Upgrading my security. Upgrading my safety. Upgrading, protecting myself with quality resources. That's what I want to do tonight. I want to upgrade your peace of mind. I want to upgrade your security. I want to upgrade your safety. I want to upgrade your rank and quality of life through obtaining godly wisdom. And Selah here, if you need prayer, we have a 24-hour prayer line. We encourage you to call. We have people standing by 24 hours. It's not a recorder. It's real people. If you need to talk to somebody tonight, people in the chat room, if you're dealing with a habit, a hang-up, a hurt, if you're dealing with something you can't get rid of, talk to somebody in the chat room. Plug into our ministry called Celebrate Recovery right here at Church on the Rock. We're here for you because we love you, we pray for you, and we care about you. All right, with that long introduction, 9 minutes, let me get into now the meat of the teaching. Go into the board, Proverbs chapter 1. What I'm going to do is show you the importance of godly wisdom from God's word, specifically read a proverb a day. And then I want to give you seven benefits of godly wisdom. Okay? All right, so let's begin. Proverbs 1 and verse 1. The Proverbs, the truth, obscurely expressed maxim parables of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. Verse 2, guys, could you help me out tonight, please? Verse 2. That people may know skillful and godly wisdom. Well, right there it is. That's why I'm teaching on it. That's the subject matter. That right there is as clear as the nose on our face. What are Proverbs for? Obtaining godly wisdom. Proverbs are for obtaining godly wisdom and instruction to be able to discern. That means to discern. Discernment is to decide, make a quality decision that you can discern and comprehend the words of understanding and insight. Verse 3, receive instruction in wise dealing and the discipline of wise thoughtfulness. Notice, reading Proverbs will help you discipline your thought life. Reading Proverbs will help you discipline your thought life. Justice and integrity, verse 4, that prudence may be given to the simple, knowledge, discretion, and discernment to your children. Verse 5, the wise also will hear and increase in learning. We're lifelong learners at Church on the Rock, right? And the person of understanding will acquire skill, and that's what we all need, be developing our skill with all the changes in the marketplace that are coming. Will acquire skill. You don't want a robot taking over your job, right? Acquire skill and attain sound counsel so that you might be able to steer your life, to stay on track, to stay on course, to reach your destiny, so that you might be able to steer your course rightly. Now let's go back, guys, to verse 1. I think we have the New Living Translation. Or here we go. Same passage, 5 verses, different translation, NLT. These are the Proverbs of Solomon. So Solomon wrote not all of them, but most of them. David's son, king of Israel. Isn't it amazing that we can be mentored by one of the wisest men that ever lived, Solomon? These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. Verse 2, please. Their purpose, the purpose of Proverbs, the purpose of reading a proverb a day. We're purpose-minded. We're purpose-minded. Living. We're intentional and getting smarter and upgrading our life in rank and quality. You know, I have this chiropractor that we go to, and on his wall, he has a saying there, it's not the length of your life, it's the quality of your life. I like that. It's not the length of your life, it's the quality of your life. We don't want to spend our last days in a nursing home, right? That wouldn't be quality. So it's not the length, but it's the quality. Their purpose is to teach people wisdom. Right there it is, as clear and plain as the nose on your face. Why read a proverb a day? To upgrade your life. The purpose of Proverbs is to teach you wisdom, discipline. Oh my goodness, discipline. This weekend, I'm beginning a brand new series on how to develop resilience in difficult times. How to develop resilience or discipline in difficult times. The purpose, reading a proverb, will help you live a disciplined life. Oh my goodness. To help them understand insight of the wise. Verse 3, please. Their purpose is to teach people. Look at the purpose. The reason why I chose the New Living Translation is for this particular wording. The purpose of Proverbs. The purpose of Proverbs is to teach people to live a disciplined, oh, y'all owe me for this, and successful lives. Tonight, in our story, our villain is indecision, confusion, procrastination, and depression. Our hero is godly wisdom. You find it in the book of Proverbs. It will teach you how to build discipline in your life and to build a successful life and help you do what's right in raising your children, making your investments, managing your time, taking care of your health, just and fair. Verse 4. These proverbs will give insight. Boy, that's the difference, isn't it? Perception. It'll give you insight to the simple, knowledge and discernment to your children. Verse 5. Let the wise listen to these proverbs. Now, look at this. It says, listen. I'm going to come back to that now. Listen to proverbs. Listen to them. So we're to read a proverb a day. Then we're to listen to the proverb we've read. And then what are we to do? We're to apply it in our life. Read, listen, and apply. Let the wise listen to these proverbs and we'll become wiser, not dumb and dumber, but wise and wiser. Let those with understanding receive what? This is what you're looking for tonight in the decisions of the unknown and your future. Guidance, direction, timing, decisions, choices. It'll all come. We can upgrade our life through what? Godly wisdom. And what is that? God's word. And where is that? Book of Proverbs. And how does it work? A proverb a day. And what do? You read it, and then you listen or meditate to what you read, and then you apply it, and then you enjoy the results of it. I love it, right? Can we have a praise break right there where you're at? Praise the Lord. All right, let's go back over to the board. A proverb a day, all right? Reading, listening, learning, applying, okay? We'll provide, look at this. I love this. This is so awesome. This is so good. I love you so much. I wanted to share it with you. Couldn't wait. Reading a proverb a day and then listening, learning, applying will produce a successful life, but it will produce and build God's favor. I just got done teaching a series on the favor of God on our families, but reading a proverb a day, listening, learning, applying will produce, watch this, an excellent spirit in your life. Reading Proverbs tells you what kind of employee you should be to get favor. Reading Proverbs a day will tell you what kind of employer you should be to get favor with your clients. Reading a proverb a day will give you favor with your health and your doctors and nurses and medications and pharmacies. It will show you what to do and what not to do. Reading a proverb a day will give you favor in the area of your resources and your insights. Proverbs tells you how to invest, spend, save, and share your money, every area of your life. It will produce an excellent spirit, and an excellent spirit has to be promoted and attract favor. So it will produce an excellent spirit that will build favor in your life. The benefits, there are 7. Longevity with a quality life. I love this. Proverbs will build longevity with a quality life. Like I said earlier, my chiropractor on the wall, he says, it's not the length of your life, it's the quality. Well, I say, I want for you and me, I want long life and quality life. I want you to live long and I want you to live strong. Live long and strong. Live long and strong. Live long and strong. Longevity with a quality life. It'll do it. You're going to upgrade your health. Look at the verse. The guys will have it there for me. They're really helping me out tonight. I appreciate it. Proverbs 10:27. The fear of the Lord will prolong your life. Whoa. So that means it's really my attitude, isn't it? My attitude, my mindset that determines the length of my life. The fear of the Lord, fearing God, putting God first or not putting him first. The fear of the Lord will prolong your days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. All right? So a benefit is longevity. Proverbs 10:27. The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord will prolong one's days. Amplified version. But the years of the wicked will be made short. Will be made short. Number two, a second benefit of upgrading your life, like I used to get to first class on TWA, like my grandson helped me in the area of a wallet, a metal wallet to protect credit cards and all the stuff that we carry around. But also, it will upgrade not only your health, but it will upgrade your family relationships. Look at this verse, guys, if you could help me. Proverbs 14:26. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and your children will have a strong home. Your children will have a place. That's your house. That's your condo, your flat. That's your apartment. That's where you live. Putting God first will give strong confidence, and your children won't be raised dysfunctional with dysfunctional parents. And your children will have a place of refuge. I think the Amplified version there, in the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence. And your children, I like the Amplified because it says always. Your children, no matter who's in office, no matter COVID, non-COVID, this virus, that virus, this plague, this season, that chapter, your children will always have a place of refuge at your house. So a benefit of upgrading your family is through getting godly wisdom. And how do you get godly wisdom? A proverb a day. And what's the process? The prescription for meditation, not medication, but meditation. It's read it, it's listen, it's learn and apply. All right? So it builds a strong family. It upgrades your family life. Number three, am I helping anybody tonight? I'm here to help you. It will give you a satisfied, I think of the Rolling Stones, 1966. They say it's the number one rock and roll song of history. I can't get no satisfaction. Well, I beg to differ. You and I can. A satisfied, fulfilled life. You can upgrade and you cannot live in torment. You have to live in torment, dissatisfied, unfulfilled, unmet needs all the time, driven by unmet needs to ungodly habits. A satisfied, fulfilled life. And the verse for that is, the fear of the Lord tends to life. And he that have it, look at this, shall abide, I love the Bible, satisfied. You will abide satisfied. Oh, how sweet it is to trust in Jesus. I think that's an old hymn. That it shall be, you will abide satisfied, and you, during COVID, and your family will not be visited with evil. Look at the Amplified version of the same verse. The reverend, that's what you're doing tonight, by the way. Don't miss Wednesday night church. Just because it's just online, it's just as important as it ever has been. Wednesday night, midweek service, all of our team, all of us, we work our beep off to bring you the very best. The reverent, worshipful fear of the Lord leads to life. And he who has it rests satisfied. like that. Rest satisfied. It gives you a satisfied, fulfilled life. You cannot be visited with actual evil. How do you do that? You upgrade your life. How do you do that? With godly wisdom. How does that work? The book of Proverbs. Where do I begin? On the day, the date, that day, that chapter. What do I do? You got to read it, then you got to listen, meditate, not medicate, but meditate on what you read. And then you begin to understand it. That's learning. Now you're ready to apply it. That's wisdom. Wisdom is proper application of God's knowledge. I wrote a book called God's Wisdom of Winning Ways of Wisdom. All right. Number four, riches and favor. You can upgrade your income. You can upgrade your, I need to write a book on this tonight. You can upgrade your influence, favor. You can upgrade your income by seeking godly wisdom. Now remember, commercial break, our villain tonight in our story is confusion. You're confused. Can't sleep, can't eat, can't rest, turmoil. Indecision, which psychologists tell us produces procrastination. And when we procrastinate, it brings depression. That's why I do like Nike's Do It Now, right? Okay, years ago. Riches and favor, riches and favor. The verse for that is Proverbs 3:16. The length of days, longevity and quality. In her right hand, her referring to wisdom. And in her left hand, there it is, riches and honor. Upgrade your pay scale, upgrade your influence, favor, by seeking godly wisdom. Amplified version, I believe, guys. Length of days is in her right hand. Right hand always speaks of priority. So look at this, your health is more important than material things. And your left hand, which is now my sister who's in heaven would differ with me. She was left-handed, okay? So I'm speaking generally. Don't all you left-handers get mad at me. I love y'all. My sister's left-handed, okay? But typically, the right hand speaks of the dominance priority. So the length of days in her right hand, that's your health. Upgrade your health. And in your left hand is material riches, your career, your job, which is going to be changing, by the way. Your job, AI, artificial intelligence, robots, they're coming. They're here. Right hand is a long life. Left hand, riches and honor. Honor being favor. All right? Next, number five, happiness. Happiness. Now, we're not in pursuit of happiness. That is not our goal, happiness. But this is the benefit of seeking godly wisdom. It's a benefit of seeking godly wisdom. It's so important. As Isaiah comes out, look at the scripture for this. Is happy, Proverbs 3:13. There's the word happy. It's in the Bible. Amplified. Blessed, or blessed and highly favored. The blessing brings the favor, and the favor brings the opportunity, and the opportunity sees brings blessings. Happy, blessed is the man or the woman who finds godly wisdom. It's as plain as the nose on our face. I'm unhappy tonight, Pastor. What would you prescribe? Godly wisdom. Not meth, not cocaine, not marijuana, not drugs, not alcohol. No, I would prescribe a proverb a day. Because right here it says, those who find godly wisdom are going to upgrade your life from unhappiness to happiness. Don't you love it? I love that. Proverbs 3:13. Sure do love you all big time. Verse 6, it will upgrade and it will bring peace and security. Peace and security. Whoa. Scripture for that, guys. Help me, please. Proverbs 3:17. Her ways, reference to wisdom, are highways of pleasantness. Look at this. And in all her path is peace and security. Here's what I know. When you get godly wisdom, you know it's godly wisdom when it gives you peace on the path that you're on. It gives you peace, not turmoil, not unrest, not nervousness, not anxiety, not fear or worry, Not restlessness, I said that, but it'll give you peace. One of the fruit of the peace of God, of the wisdom of God, is the peace of God. So right there you go. It'll upgrade from a lack of peace. You'll begin to walk in peace. I would really like for you to share this with as many of your friends as you can. They can come back and go Wednesday night church on the rock on demand all week long. I think this is probably one of the most important messages I've taught in a long time. And I encourage you to share it with your friends. Before we leave tonight, I want to pray with you. I want you to know that I care about you and your future and where you're going to spend eternity. I want you to know that God is for you and your future, and He's here tonight reaching out to you, knocking on the door of your heart. First, I want to speak to those of you who say, Pastor, I don't have a relationship with God. I don't know God. I'm searching. I'm looking. Yes, you nailed me. You read my mail. I'm confused. I don't understand what's going on in the world, in my world, my routine, my relationships, my job, my career, my health. I've gained weight during COVID. We all have. Don't get down on yourself. I don't know what to do. I'm confused. Well, I'm pointing the way tonight for you. Jesus is the way. He's the way, and He can show you the way. Those of you who have a relationship, but it's not like it was before COVID, and you need to reboot it, relaunch it, reset it, restart it, I want all of you in either category to punch the button on your screen. You say, do I need to do that? Yes. If you do that, you're more committed. It will stick. It will stay. It will work better. If you don't, it's less likely to work. When you go out amongst your old friends or pressure, you'll fall back. You've got to do something to make the commitment sealed, okay, and solid. So punch the button on your screen. Let's all pray this prayer together. Say it right there where you're at. Family leader, lead your family. Small group leader, lead your small group. Watch party, lead your watch party right now. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me. He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.